Welcome once again to Logical, the UAE's first and the only regular legal podcast. I'm Tim Elliott and I'm here with the managing partner of the Dubai-based legal firm HBL Yamalova and Plethka, Ludmila Yamalova, our expert. Nice to talk to you.
Great talking to you too, Tim. Thanks for being here.
Once again, in this episode, we're talking about the weather and the implications from last week's storm that led to the most rainfall in a day in this region since records began 75 years ago. Some areas recorded over 250 millimetres of rain in less than 24 hours, which, of course, led to flooding. So many cars became flooded, had to be abandoned. It was and still is just an incredible sight. So many vehicles, all kinds, all sizes, minivans, SUVs, saloons, supercars, you name it. Thousands, likely to be many thousands of cars damaged. Ludmila, what happens to all those cars damaged during the storm by the flooding?
It depends. It depends on a number of factors. It depends on the type of car insurance. Two, it also depends on the nature of the damage. Three, and the cause of the damage. And perhaps most importantly, how the recent event is going to be classified in legal terms.
What do you mean by that? How do you classify the recent event?
Well, in particular, if the recent event, and that is the storm, the flood, that sort of apocalypse that we all experienced, whether it's going to be classified as a natural disaster.
It was incredible to see. I mean, we've all seen those videos online of that moment when that third storm later in the afternoon hit and the darkness that kind of engulfed the UAE. It was epic in an apocalyptic kind of a way. But why is it important to classify it? Wasn't it just simply a natural disaster?
Well, with regards to car insurance or vehicle insurance, that particular question is of paramount importance because damages caused to vehicles as a result of natural disasters in the UAE are in fact not covered by the default insurance policy in the country. And this is because natural disasters are expressly excluded from the coverage.
Well, that leads me to the natural next question. Why is that the default?
Well, so the country has what's called this the default vehicle insurance coverage, which is governed by the UAE's Unified Motor Vehicle Insurance Policy against loss and damage, which is dated in 2016, so a while back, but it is still in effect. And this particular Unified Motor Vehicle Insurance Policy is a federal one, so it applies to all of the UAE. As per this Unified Motor Vehicle Insurance Policy, it sets out what's called the minimum and then therefore default insurance coverage with which all insurance companies in the UAE must comply. So it's sort of like it sets the standard, if you will, the bar, the minimal bar. But it is the governing authority with which all insurance providers must also comply. And among other things, it sets out, for example, the minimum coverage, but also the limitation of coverage. And we're talking about vehicle or car insurance coverage. And it also sets out and has a very specific section on exclusions. In other words, things that are not covered. And as per this unified policy, and in particular, for example, Article 9 of Chapter 4 of this policy, damages which are this almost verbatim, if you will, directly or indirectly related to natural disasters are not covered by insurance.
Is there a definition of that term, natural disaster, under this unified motor vehicle policy?
Yes, indeed. There is a very specific language, and there are three main criteria or requirements, if you will, for this to be classified as a natural disaster. So one, natural disaster is defined as any general phenomenon that arises from nature, which includes specifically, and there's a whole array of things that it includes, but specifically floods, tornadoes, and hurricanes. which lead to what's called the extensive and widespread damage. So obviously the disaster in of itself or the event in of itself is not enough unless it actually leads to some sort of damage. And this is important, which is declared to be natural disaster by the concerned authority in the country.
Right. So this is the main law then that covers car insurance.
Well, this is, if you will, a kind of a decree or an implementing regulations. The main law, in fact, is the UAE Civil Transactions Law number 5, dated 1985, which has been amended, but more or less this provision remains the same. And in particular, Article 1026, which ultimately defines what insurance is, and insurance is being a contract between the insured and the insurer to face risks or accidents against the property. And then also the law provides, among other things, that insurance may cover risks occurring out of a car against the risk resulting therefrom, which is, that's Article 1027. But it also provides for a defense for insurance companies, and the defense being one of force majeure.
Okay, I know we've defined force majeure a number of times in a number of podcasts, but let's just quickly do that once again.
Yeah, so force majeure, it's a legal concept, and that refers to unforeseeable circumstances that prevent someone from fulfilling a contract. These circumstances are typically beyond the control of the parties involved and could include natural disasters or other extraordinary events. When a force majeure event occurs, it may excuse one or both parties from performing their obligations under the contract, depending on the specific terms outlined in the contract and the applicable laws. It is important to, for contracts to explicitly define what constitutes a force majeure event and how it will be addressed in terms of obligations, liabilities, and potential remedies. But that's basically kind of force majeure definition that exists in not only in the UAE, but in other countries.
Okay, and so in UAE law, that's specifically provided for as a defense in the context of car insurance, if you're claiming on your car insurance.
Indeed, under the UAE Civil Transactions Law in Article 287 in particular, insurance companies may in some cases rely on the event of force majeure, which, in other words, also referred to often as an act of God, and to avoid liability for the property damage. So the law states that the party is not liable for damage if it can be shown that the loss resulted from an event is outside of insurer's control, such as rains or natural disasters. In fact, there's even the specific examples, and that are cited in Article 287 of the UAE Civil Transactions Law.
That's interesting. So you're essentially saying that if the authorities declare this event as a natural disaster, all of the stranded cars, the damaged cars that I've referred to a couple of minutes ago, they're not going to be covered?
Well, to an extent, it depends on the insurance policy, on specific insurance policy. And obviously, to a large extent, on how, as you rightfully said, on how the authorities classify the event. Some insurance policies may specifically state that they cover damages with regards to rain or natural disasters. So it's what we described as the unified insurance policy. It's sort of that's the bottom. That's kind of the minimum standard of insurance policies, which by default excludes floods. But some insurance policies may actually offer more benefits and not exclude floods by virtue of their own insurance policy. But at a high level, unless you have to assume, or at least that unless there's an additional vehicle policy that specifically covers natural disasters, that the vehicles which were damaged during the flood are not covered by at least the UAE Unified Motor Vehicle Insurance Policy, the default one. So I say as a starting point, you need to review your policy and assume that if there is no additional coverage that specifically covers natural disasters or floods, that you may have a serious discussion with the insurance policy to determine whether they will cover this particular event.
Right, so which is the authority that would declare this to be either a natural disaster or not a natural disaster? And have the authorities not yet done that, i.e. not yet declared it to be a natural disaster?
It's a great question. So the way the UAE motor insurance, this unified policy phrases it, it has to be declared by a competent authority. Now, there's no specific name of the authority. However, I think it's reasonable to conclude or to at least assume that with regards to the sort of the concerned authority here, it should be the UAE National Emergency Crisis and Disaster Management Authority. And there is such authority, in fact, at the federal level, and it is the UAE National Emergency Crisis and Disaster Management Authority. Now, individual emirates have their own similar crisis and disaster management authorities, but there's certainly a federal one. So I would say for the purposes, since we're talking about a federal policy, then it is reasonable to assume that in terms of a competent authority that can declare this latest event as natural disaster or not, this would be the authority that we can safely rely on. And in terms of whether we already heard them comment on it, at least as of last week, when we researched this very, very point, we have not come across any specific statements from this authority or any other sort of similar, for example, Emirate-based crisis and disaster management authority stating that this was in fact an official natural disaster. We have seen some other authorities like that may perhaps, at least in one way or another, implicitly or explicitly, depends on how you view it, suggest that this may be natural disaster. So, for example, as many of us know, one of the requirements to file an insurance claim for a car vehicle is to get a police report, right? So anytime you have a traffic accident, for example, or you want to make any kind of insurance claim on your car, you always need to have a police report, right? And so we have seen, for example, that the Dubai Police has an app and has a system through which you would apply for this certificate. It's called To Whom It May Concern Certificate. And there is a drop-down menu there, which in fact has a category that's called natural disaster. Now, I don't know whether it's an English sort of translation, best translation or closest translation to Arabic. Maybe in Arabic it means may have different meanings, but at least as per that, the options in that drop-down menu from Dubai Police, it seems that natural disaster is certainly one of the options, and that's at least in public sources and public portals, we have seen the authorities make suggestions that in order to apply for insurance claim, you need to obtain this To Whom It May Concern certificate and select a category of natural disaster. So now how that's going to be, whether that's kind of a, sort of a previously pre-populated category and doesn't actually have any kind of legal meaning in the sense of claiming insurance claim, remains to be seen. But that is just one, if you will, authority, and because the police is the authority, that we have seen that at least indirectly perhaps might have suggested that they are viewing this as a natural disaster. But in legal terms and in terms of the insurance policy itself, I would say for the authority to be the competent authority within the meaning of the law, it should be at least the UAE National Emergency Crisis and Disaster Management Authority. But I do perhaps, I may not necessarily caution, but we wait to see how all those car owners who might have received or obtained this To Whom It May Concern certificate using the police services and selected natural disaster as a category, whether the insurance companies will use that against them. So that remains to be seen. That's just something that's a space we watch, and I guess we'll see whether this is just a matter of interpretation or whether this is something that will ultimately have to be addressed more comprehensively.
Now, that's interesting. Again, but what does it mean for all the cars right now?
For all the cars now, well, I guess it depends on the insurance. So I will tell you this, that in the most cases, insurance will, you know, will not, by, I guess, by default, from what we can tell, by default coverage, cover any sort of damages related to floods per se, unless there's this additional insurance policy, which specifically includes coverage against natural disasters or floods. And so you really do need to inquire with the insurance company first.
Can you tell us what you've been hearing, what you've heard so far?
I have to tell you, so there's what I'm hearing, and this is what I'm, what I sort of can comment on based on the review of the laws. And so what we discussed early and what I comment is based on the actual insurance policy regulations, which do have these limitations of force majeure, natural disasters, and floods. And so my my comments are stem from the perhaps the source of the law itself, right, or the law. Now, we have seen also, and I've actually heard a number of insurance brokers at least coming forward to me in response to my comments, assuring that in their case, their insurance policies will 100% cover all the cars damaged by the floods in the recent event. And that's obviously in response, and they say that a lot of their clients and policyholders are concerned because of the comments that I and that I have shared regarding perhaps the legal nuances of how these claims could be considered. And so they assure their policyholders, and they assure me that in their cases, all their clients are 100% covered. Now, I have not seen specific policy that they are referring to, what their terms and conditions are, and whether they have specific exclusions, and whether floods and natural disasters are excluded. But hearing that from the brokers, assuring that all of their policyholders will be covered, is reassuring. So I would like to believe, and I'd like to think that that perhaps will be the practice, irrespective of whether you select natural disaster on the police certificate, or what sort of really actually, whether you have an additional coverage. I would like to expect that that would be most insurance policy providers' response to the situation. But at the same time, I will also tell you that I have seen a number of insurance policies as well that specifically exclude this event. I haven't seen the insurance policies quite comment specifically stating that they're not going to be responsible. I certainly have seen the language and the specific policies. I'd like to think that as time goes on and the authorities have more time to process the severity of the situation and the many dimensions to the situation, that they will perhaps offer some helpful guidance to the different industries in terms of how they should or should not deal with these kinds of claims. So something just to kind of just wait and see.
I'm with you. So what can car owners do, and what should car owners do in the meantime?
Yes. So as is customary for any kind of particular car insurance claim, is to obtain the police certificate. So number one, they should apply for this police certificate. Now in the drop-down categories, there is this natural disaster as a category to choose, or there's another one, it's just traffic incident. So at this point, I would say perhaps it's safer to choose traffic incident, but anyway, so you, whatever it is you choose, you do decide to choose, or whatever the authorities recommend that you do. So you submit this certificate to whom it may concern, to the police, and then you apply and you submit it to your claim to the insurance company, for the insurance policy provider, for coverage. And then if they reject, then you'll have to file a claim with the insurance authority. That's sort of perhaps the chronological order of events. And the insurance authority in particular here, it's called SANADAC.
Tell me more about Sanidac, because that's kind of next stage. I mean, most people would think, okay, I've talked to the insurance company, and then I guess very few people would know where you would go after that. I certainly wouldn't know.
Indeed. So yeah, so it's Sanidac is sort of a fairly new entity. It's just a renaming of, ultimately, it's an insurance authority, and it's licensed. So and in fact, all licensed financial institutions and insurance companies in the UAE must be licensed by the Central Bank of the UAE and therefore mandatorily fall under the jurisdiction of Sanidac. And then also the Insurance Dispute Resolution Committee also resides within Sanidac. And it's the first instance of any complaint about the insurance company. So you would file any kind of first instance complaint to this insurance authority. Then when the claim is upheld by Sanidac, the Sanidac can then order the insurance company to do one or another thing, either to cover or to provide reasons or explanations as to why they don't want to cover, or even change their practice relating to specific conduct. So that's what I alluded to earlier. So it may be that the authorities decide that, irrespective of what's in the policy of the exclusion of natural disasters and floods, is that either kind of at a federal level, the authorities may decide that that particular conduct should be changed. So Sanidac does have that authority to basically dictate, if you will, to the insurance providers. Or they can also recommend to pay or to a reasonable amount of any kind of actual loss to the policyholder. And also the non-compliance, if you don't comply as an insurance provider with Sanidac, can lead to some severe issues and sanctions, because they are subject by licensing, this is the licensing authority, so they are subject to their continuing licensing. And so therefore, even, I guess, in more extreme situations, you could expect that if insurance providers do not comply with Sanidac's instructions, that their license could be revoked.
But how do you go about filing a complaint with Sanidac?
One is that you need to first basically have filed a complaint with or a request to the insurance provider. And it only once that complaint is rejected, then you can file with Sanidac. So therefore, you know, before you reach out to Sanidac, you know, all the consumers must attempt to first to resolve their issue directly with the insurance company. If you actually go to Sanidac app, it walks you through a number of questions to indicate to you whether the time has come or is the ripe time to file a complaint with the authority. But in general terms, there has to be, after you file the complaint with the insurance company, you have to give the insurance company 30 days to respond to your complaint before you're able to file a case with Sanidac. Prior to that, basically, it's too premature. You must not have a court case have filed already if you're going to file to Sanidac. So that's also one of the exclusions. So if you already filed a case against the insurance company before going to Sanidac, then that Sanidac will not accept the claim.
If a Sanidac complaint doesn't get resolved, is the next step, you know, a legal step, a civil matter?
Indeed, yes. So that's the protocol for any kind of insurance claims. You first have to file with Sanidac, being the sort of insurance dispute resolution authority that's kind of newly renamed as Sanidac. And then you have to file a claim there, but they only have so much authority. They cannot actually really adjudicate your claim. They can only make sort of recommendations. And so if your claim does not get resolved, or it does not get resolved in a manner that's satisfactory to you, that's acceptable to you, then you always have the option of filing a court case. So it's not like this is an exclusive jurisdiction. It's just a mandatory step before you file a complaint with the courts. But once you have filed, once you've gone through all these options, and if Sanidac closes the complaint on their end without producing a satisfactory result to you as a consumer, then yes, then you will file a court case, a civil court case in the jurisdiction where you're based, and then let the court decide.
Right. Let's conclude, Ludmilla. How would you sum up today's discussion?
I guess in many ways, wait and see. We wait and see because, as we've just discussed, so there's always, so you make a claim to the insurance company and you wait for 30 days. They have 30 days to decide. So we have to at least wait for that period of time to see what will be kind of the insurance. If there will be this so-called the general stance on this matter by the insurance providers. But I anticipate there'll be kind of a mixed bag. There will be insurance companies like the one I just mentioned, that the broker that had reached out to me and said that absolutely all of their policyholders in such cases will be covered. Obviously, idealistically, I'd like to see more of those cases, and I'd like to see all of these cases to be covered without any questions. But at the same time, I also anticipate that there will be some insurance providers who will not be so forthcoming, in particular because, let's face it, we also know that there's different types of insurance policies, right? And there are some insurance policies that are a lot cheaper than others. And some are not just comprehensive, but have additional benefits. And some are more or less kind of bare bones insurance policies. So I imagine that, you know, we will see kind of a mixed bag of cases. But anyway, so let's, I'm optimistic that we will be able to achieve sort of more or less uniform result. And this will not lead to many insurance cases. But also, for more expensive cars, I can see the insurance providers might be a little less willing to just pay and cover, especially in cases of total loss and, you know, of luxury cars, where they may have to spend millions and millions of dollars to compensate. So I anticipate there will be issues. And I say this based on the experience that we have, where we have been in litigation with insurance provider over a luxury car, a burnt luxury car, where the insurance provider just doesn't want to pay. And that's that. And it's because it's a lot of money. So I anticipate that there will also be cases like this, although I do hope that there will be fewer of them that I fear now, or would have expected now, based on our current experience with insurance provider.
Be positive. I guess that's logical. Once again, the weather this time, the rights, the options that car owners have when trying to deal with the damage caused by the recent unprecedented storm and the flooding that happened here in the UAE. As ever, thank you for listening and for watching if you're with us on YouTube. Thanks as always as well to our legal expert, managing partner here at Yamalova and Plethka, Ludmila Yamalova. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
Find us at LY Law, social media, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok as well, whichever you prefer. All of our podcasts are free at lylawyers.com. To get a legal question answered, either by a qualified UAE experienced legal professional or in an episode of Logical, click on contact at lylawyers.com.